5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Monday, August 30th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please subscribe to our channel at Rumble. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV is where you find all of our new video content. If you're wondering why we've disappeared, we didn't go anywhere. We just got kicked off YouTube. Stop using YouTube. Go to Rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or better yet, we'll tell you how to bypass the gatekeepers of social media altogether before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, the Afghanistan debacle. This is an absolute disaster. Frankly, the committee that planned Sharon's high school class reunion could have done a better job with organizing the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And to be fair, they did an excellent job with the high school class reunion last weekend. The U.S. military, according to reports, is leaving behind 75,000 vehicles, 600,000 weapons, and 208 aircraft, airplanes, and helicopters. And the Taliban now has possession of all of these. 600,000 weapons, that's a lot of guns. It's enough to put a gun, well, it's enough to put 8 guns in the hands of every one of the 75,000 fighting men the Taliban claims to have. 8 guns per man. If the guy doesn't like the gun he's assigned, he's got 7 more to choose from, thanks to the United States military. What's even more infuriating is that we now know that U.S. officials in Kabul gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies, in the hopes that the Taliban would just let them walk into the airport and be extracted by the U.S. military. The move was described as a gross lapse of security. One defense source told Politico, which is normally friendly to the Biden administration, quote, basically, they just put those Afghans on a kill list, end quote. And the Taliban's job was made easier because among the equipment we left behind, as I told you last week, a biometric database, which was harvested and stored biometric information on handheld devices to help our military help our troops identify which of the locals were actually helping our soldiers. Now, meanwhile, as the final hours wind down before the August 31st deadline for getting out of Kabul, Europe is bracing for another onslaught of Asian refugees, potentially hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of migrants from Afghanistan seeking asylum in the West. German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer has estimated that up to 5 million people may try to leave Afghanistan and make their way to Europe. Now, if that's accurate, it would make the previous migration crisis of 2015 from Syria, when more than 1 million people left not just Syria, but also Africa and elsewhere in Asia, pale by comparison. Now, as it is, since 2015, more than 500,000 Afghans, almost exclusively young men, have requested asylum in the European Union. Now, here comes the politically incorrect portion of the broadcast. It is a fact that Afghan males have been difficult to assimilate or integrate into European society. They've been responsible for hundreds and possibly thousands of sexual assaults against European women in recent years. So, European nations like Austria, for example, that initially welcomed the refugees, have put a stop in certain parts of those countries because they're tired of the assaults on their women. And the arrival in Europe of millions more, potentially millions of more Afghans, foreshadows future societal upheaval in the EU. Topic number 4, one bit of good news from Afghanistan. An all-volunteer group of American veterans of the Afghan War launched a final daring mission last week to rescue hundreds of at-risk Afghan special operators and their families. This was reported by ABC News toward the end of last week. They called this operation the Pineapple Express. They moved after dark, near pitch blackness and in extremely dangerous conditions, moving the Afghans and their families through the U.S. Embassy and to the airport in Kabul, often one person at a time or in pairs, small groups sometimes, but working them through the checkpoints set up by the Taliban to get them to the airport and on planes to get out of the country. As of last Thursday morning, this group said it brought as many as 500 Afghan special operators, assets, and enablers into the airport in Kabul. Sadly, some of them were present, some of them injured during the deadly suicide bombing that took place in Kabul on Thursday. This operation was led by Army Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, a retired Green Beret commander who led this private rescue effort. Again, these were volunteers. This was not an official U.S. military operation. Colonel Mann described the night, Wednesday night into Thursday, as a Jason Bourne thriller unfolding every 10 minutes, movements coordinated by dozens of people in a covert encrypted chat room, coordinating their efforts. And Colonel Mann also said, and I quote now, "This Herculean effort could not have been done without the unofficial heroes inside the airfield who defied their orders not to help beyond the airport perimeter by wading into sewage canals and pulling in these targeted people who were flashing images of pineapples on their phones." So one bit of good news, and again, done outside of the official chain of command. Topic number three, COVID. The media is finally starting to ask some questions about the efficacy of the vaccines that we are being sold. Bloomberg last weekend wrote this, quote, "Anecdotes tell us what the data can't. Vaccinated people appear to be getting the coronavirus at a surprisingly high rate. But exactly how often isn't clear, nor is it certain how likely they are to spread the virus to others," end quote. Politico, again, typically friendly to the administration, reports, quote, "The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention using outdated and unreliable data on coronavirus breakthrough infections to help make major decisions. The agency originally tried to track all infections in vaccinated people, but in May, it decided to focus on just the most severe cases, saying that would allow it to better monitor overall conditions and make more informed, targeted policy decisions. 49 states now send CDC information on hospitalized breakthrough patients, but more than a dozen state health officials told Politico that they don't have the capacity to match patients' hospital admission rate data with their immunization records, which means the CDC really doesn't know what they've got on their hands. And this raises questions about the Biden administration's ability to spot and respond to changes in the virus's behavior, such as the emergence of the Delta variant and vaccines' effectiveness against the Delta variant. The questions are coming down to this. At this point, are we better off revaccinated people who've already been vaccinated? I mean, because that's what it comes down to with these so-called booster shots. You're revaccinating people who've already been vaccinated, or depending on natural immunity. In other words, basically just letting all of us eventually catch this disease, which is probably going to happen at one point. Last week, Israeli researchers looking at a large group of those who in Israel have recovered from the coronavirus found very, very low reinfection rates among those who've recovered from COVID-19. Only 19 out of 16,215 people with natural immunity had a second infection this summer between June 1st and August 14th. That is far fewer than the number of vaccinated people who were infected in a matched group. In other words, natural immunity is superior to vaccination immunity, and better yet, natural immunity remains protective against the Delta variant. That's the problem with the earlier vaccines. They were targeting the Alpha variant, and according to the Israeli data, the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine may now be below 40% against Delta. Topic number two, SCOTUS versus Biden. The Supreme Court dealt a couple of losses to the Biden administration last week. Last Tuesday, issued an order that forces the administration to reinstate a policy instituted by President Trump that requires asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while they seek asylum here in the United States. The vote was 6-3. The ruling 6-3 with the three liberal justices in dissent, but the court said the administration likely violated federal law when it rescinded the program informally known as Remain in Mexico. And on Thursday last week, the Supreme Court lifted the Centers for Disease Control's temporary eviction ban. This was initially launched for 120 days back in March of 2020, March of last year under the Trump administration. It was repeatedly extended first by the Trump administration and then by the Biden administration. This ruling also 6-3 along ideological lines. The court said in the unsigned opinion that the ban exceeded the CDC's authority to combat communicable diseases and forced landlords to bear the cost of the pandemic. Now, even President Biden said he didn't think that this was legal, but it gave Democrats a political win They knew they didn't have the votes to get Congress to pass an extension of the eviction moratorium. But now, because they forced the Supreme Court to throw it out, they can turn and say, see, see how evil this court is? We need to pack the court with more liberal justices. That's what's happening here. The most important aspect of the national eviction moratorium is that it came on top of the extra $600 a week that the federal government was handing out in enhanced unemployment benefits, on top of state unemployment benefits, on top of stimulus payments that were intended to allow people to continue paying rent and mortgage while buying other things. Instead, since people knew, well, I can't be evicted now, I'll just take all of this money and go buy other things, which led to a spike in retail sales over the last 18 months. Our economy has gone absolutely nuts. So has society, which is coming up. More evidence that our society has lost its collective mind. Straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Call now and take advantage of SkyWatch TV's biggest giveaway of the summer. The Zeitgeist Summer Exclusive includes Dr. Thomas Horn's eye-opening new book, Zeitgeist 2025, Countdown to the Secret Destiny of America, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, and The Return of Old Saturn's Reign, along with a never-before-released six-part Zeitgeist 2025 companion DVD, the shocking full-length documentary, The Secret Destiny of America on DVD, the full-length movie, Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return, and the entire six-disc Rise 2021 Defender Virtual Conference box set on DVD, a $245 value, now available for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. In the new book, Zeitgeist 2025, you will learn hidden secrets and forgotten prophecies surrounding the year 2025, how the current U.S. government is tied to America's occult destiny, lost prophecies from Qumran, forecasting 2025 as the final age of man, how America's capital city is laid out to actuate arrival of Antichrist, and why historians and intelligence agencies foresee a totalitarian world government by 2025. You'll also receive the Zeitgeist Companion DVD. This six-part eye-opening expose on DVD reveals the malevolent Orwellian Trinity converging around the world, seeking to homogenize the freedom to speak and think in order to create nations of assimilated devotees who will embrace Antichrist. And we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking two-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient cosmocrators who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. For a very limited time, you'll also receive the complete Rise 2021 Defender Virtual Conference box set on DVD. This six-disc collection is jam-packed with over 26 hours of mind-boggling revelations from world-renowned Bible teachers, archaeologists, and ancient language scholars on the prophetic events unfolding all around the world right now. Featuring unforgettable presentations from Dr. Thomas Horn, Dr. Judd Burton, Bishop Ron Webb, Dr. Aaron Judkins, Pastor Mark Biltz, Colonel David Giamona, Dr. Ken Johnson, and so many more. Plus, for the first time ever, free, the full-length movie Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return, on DVD, absolutely free. Sold separately, these items hold a shocking retail value of over $245. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. So don't miss SkyWatch TV's biggest giveaway of the summer, the Zeitgeist Summer Exclusive, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, goblins and cats. A bizarre social media trend among Generation Z users on the social medias, TikTok in particular, finding people dressing up like elves, goblins, and cavorting in nature to collect mystical items and essentially just mimic fantasy characters. It's under hashtag Goblin Core. And this trend has attracted over half a billion views. Half a billion views in recent weeks. Instagram is just awash with photos of people cavorting in the dirt, becoming one with nature, apparently. Themes include witchcraft, toadstools, and hoarding special objects that are supposed to have mystical powers, which I guess is relatively harmless as long as you're keeping this sort of thing out of the classroom, but that seems to be a problem in Meade County, Kentucky, where the school district is dealing with an unusual situation, high school students showing up to class acting and dressing like cats. I mean, acting and dressing like cats. Superintendent of Meade County Schools tells WLKY in Louisville that the situation's being addressed, but according to a concerned grandparent, it's been going on since last year, and it's got other students really kind of creeped out. According to the grandmother, quote, according to what I understand, they're called furries. They identify with animals. These people will hiss at you or scratch at you if they don't like something you're doing, end quote. This is not normal, rational behavior. According to the grandmother, the issue gained attention on social media once people started sharing photos and videos of their cat costumes and behavior. According to one witness, they will sometimes, during class, go sit in a sunbeam and purr like cats. Parents, this would sort of fall under the definition of training up your children in the way they should go. Not like this. Well, announcing Skywatch TV's next virtual conference. This Defender Conference launches October 15th. It is called Countdown, as in Countdown to Disclosure. Recent release by the Senate Intelligence Committee of files on what the government says it knows about the UAP phenomenon, that's the new cool term for UFOs, has led to the forthcoming documentary produced by Josh Peck called The Great Delusion. And so that will be the theme around which this presentation, this virtual conference is built. Featured speakers, of course, include Dr. Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Gary Bates, who wrote the book Alien Intrusion and then produced the documentary called Alien Intrusion, Joe Jordan of CE4 Research Group, CE4 standing for Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind, works with experiencers and those who believe they're being abducted by aliens. In addition, some of the usual suspects like Pastor Carl Gallups, Dr. Michael Lake, Rabbi Zev Porat, Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, Aaron Lipkin joining us this time, talking about archaeology in the Holy Land, which is a place that's got its own share of UFO phenomena. And those of us, of course, from Skywatch TV, Drew and Bree Graffia, Joe Horn, Donna Howell, Allie Henson, Sharon K. Gilbert, and yours truly. You can find out more information and reserve your place now. Take advantage of the special early bird discount for Countdown. That is $85 through October 10th. Again, the conference launches October 15th, and all videos will be online for 90 days. And with this, you get access to the world premiere of the documentary film, The Great Delusion. Sign up now, $85. The price goes up to $95 on October 10th. And the link is defenderconference.com. Information and registration at defenderconference.com. Now, next month, Sharon and I joining L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Bagley, David Hevner, Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, Jamie Walden in San Diego for the Warriors Conference, September 16th through 19th at the Legacy Hotel in San Diego. We hope to see you there, and we can save you money, either live and in person or virtually. In person, use promo code GILBERT20, GILBERT20, that saves you $20 on tickets, or if you want to take advantage of the video stream, use promo code DEREK10, DEREK, that's the right way to spell that, DEREK10, that gets you 10% off the video stream. Registration and information for the Warriors Conference at hearthewatchmen.com, hearthewatchmen.com. Our Wars of the Gods tour of Israel, scheduled for next spring. We're praying for clarity regarding travel restrictions by that point, but the good news is that Aaron Lipkin of Lipkin Tours has said that if you put down a deposit and then the travel changes, either because of a restriction that you can't abide by or we have to reschedule to a new date that you can't accommodate, your deposit will be refunded in full. So there's no risk. Reserve your place now. Find out more online about this unique tour of Israel. Wars of the Gods, the search for the travelers. And we're not talking about people on vacation. We're talking about the term used by the pagan Canaanites for the spirits of the Rephaim. You'll find that online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. It's week number 6 of our 6-week investigative series into the new book, based on the new book, Zeitgeist 2025 by Tom Horn. Contributions from many of us here at Skywatch TV as we talk about the what the New Agers, what pagans have seen coming, what the scenes, the community at Qumran in Israel saw coming around the year 2025, the strange correlation with the Jewish feasts and festivals in 2025 and 2029. That and more as we wrap up this six-week period. If you've not seen the previous shows, we encourage you to go back into the archives and find those. The broadcast program and our schedule for the over-the-air broadcast is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can ignore the schedule and just make us broadcast on your schedule by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. You get two advantages for that. Number one, it gets you all of our video content, including these daily news updates, and soon to come, three new programs from Skywatch TV. We are becoming a virtual network, as it were. There will be soon four weekly programs coming your way from Skywatch TV, and all of those on Roku and Apple TV. Of course, you can download all of those right to your smartphone or tablet as well, along with important news that the mainstream media hopes you'll miss. Excerpts from forthcoming books from Defender Publishing. Tom Horn has published now 19 excerpts from Zeitgeist 2025, absolutely free. You just need the Skywatch TV mobile app to get access to those. And, of course, a calendar of our upcoming events. All of that right in your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS or Android or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have free apps for all of those, and we've got the links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Look for the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.